Somebody who has a kan sasim, he has a kan, two birds that are to be brought for a korban, one for a chatzis and one for an olah. But the birds are sasim, he didn't specify which one would be for a chatzis and which one would be for an olah. And one of the birds flew away and got lost. One of the birds flew away and got mixed in with other birds that were separated for birds to be brought to the korban. But there was a psul with them that caused them to be put to death. For example, it was a chatzis that got mixed in with an olah that we saw in the previous parak. That the birds are put to death, since we don't know which one is for a chatzis and which one is for an olah. And that one of these two birds in the concept that got mixed up among those birds, that bird also has to be put to death together with the birds that it got mixed up with. Or somebody who has a kan sasim, he has two birds, but he didn't specify which one is for a chatzis and which one is for an olah, that one of the two birds died before he had a chance to specify. In all these cases, the person would simply take his second bird to make up the zug, so he would have two birds, and after that he would specify which one is for a chatzis and which one is for an olah. Even though one of the birds got lost or died, the bird that is remaining is still kosher, he would take a second bird, and one would be for a chatzis and one would be for an olah. Parach lebena kripa. Possible paiso achar kenegdo. Somebody has a kan sasim, two birds, one for a chatzis and one for an olah, just he didn't specify which one is which. One of the two birds flew away and got mixed up with somebody else's kan sasim. Somebody else had two birds, which he didn't specify which one is for a chatzis and which one is for an olah. So now that person, now it's three birds. The din is that the bird that flew away is possible. So too, it's possible one of the birds that it flew away from the original kan sasim that had two birds and one flew away, one of the birds that are remaining would be possible. That a bird that flew away from a kan sasim and flew out into a different kan sasim would be possible. That very bird that flew away would be possible. And so too, one of the remaining birds from the kan sasim that it flew away from would be possible. And we'll see the explanation in the following mission. Sechet kinim parabeis mishnah beis ketza. What's the case? We saw in the previous mission that if two women, each one has kinei stuma, they have a kan of two birds, and they're soft, and they didn't specify which one is for a chatzis and which one is for an olah. That if one of the women's birds flies out and gets mixed up with the other woman's bird, that the bird itself that flew out is possible, and so too, one of the original birds from the kind that it flew from is also possible. And the Mishnah goes on to explain the case. Stay nashim, lezu shtei kinim, u lezu shtei kinim. Two women, and each one of these women had two kinim. They had two sets of birds, that each woman was hired to bring two sets of birds. And they're all kinei stuma. They didn't specify which one is for a chatzis and which one is for an olah. If one of the birds from one of the women's kinim flies away and gets mixed up with the bird from the other woman's kinim, then one of the birds from each woman's kinim is possible. The woman who now has three birds out of the four that she originally had can only bring two of them. And the woman who now has five birds, now that one bird has flown into her kinim, can only bring four out of the five. The reason being is that each woman originally had four birds. The two of them were for a chatzis, and two were for an olah. And now the woman who has three birds can only bring one chatzis and one olah. She can only bring two out of the three that she has remaining. Because if she brings two chatzis and one olah, so now automatically the bird that is missing is an olah. And she has two olahs and two chatzis, and she's already brought two chatzis. Or if she brings two olahs and one chatzis, so automatically the bird that is missing is a chatzis. And in such a case, the other woman who has kinim would not be able to bring any olahs at all. Because since it was already kavua that the bird that flew in and got mixed up with her kinim is a chatzis, how could she bring an olah? Maybe when she brings one olah, she's bringing the bird that got mixed in with her kinim, which is a chatzis, and she's bringing it as an olah. So therefore, she would only be allowed to bring chatzis, not olahs. So therefore, the woman who now has three birds can only bring one chatzis and one olah. One of them is possible. While the woman now that has five birds can only bring four of them, two chatzos and two olos. Because if she brings either three chatzos or three olos, maybe she's bringing all three olos or all three chatzos from the original kinim that she has. And from the original kinim that she has, she doesn't have three chatzos or three olos. She only has two chatzos and two olos. So therefore, she can only bring two chatzos and two olos. One of the birds are possible because we're afraid if she brings a third chatzos or a third ola, that she's bringing all three chatzos or all three olos from the original kinim, not from the bird that flew in and got mixed up with her kinim. Now, if one of the birds flew away from the birds of the woman that has five birds now and flew back into the birds of the woman that now has three birds, so now both women have four birds. We don't know which bird flew back, and maybe the bird that flew back wasn't the same bird that originally flew from the first woman's kinim to the other woman's kinim. Maybe this bird that flew back into the birth of the woman that now is three was one of the original births from the other woman. In such a case, two more births are now possible. Now, even though each woman has four births like they had originally, each woman can only bring two out of the four births that she has, one chatas and one oath. The reason why neither one of them can bring more than two of the four births that they have is because maybe the bird that flew back is not the same bird that flew to the other woman's kingdom originally. So therefore, now each woman only has three of the original births that they had set aside for their king. So now, if either one of these two women would bring more than one chatos or one olah, for example, if one woman would bring two chatos, then the bird that is missing from her kinim would automatically be an olah. So then the other woman cannot bring any chatos at all. Because if she brings even one chatos, maybe the bird that she's bringing for a chatos is from the other woman's kinim. That's an olah, not a chatos. Since the other woman already brought two chatos, the bird that is missing is an olah. So the other woman can't bring any olahs at all. So therefore, each woman can only bring one chatos and one olah, two out of the four birds that they have. Parach b'chazar are lo hifzid klor. Shafidu hein mu rabos ein pachas mishtayim. If after the two flights that the mission was discussing, there were more flights from one woman's kinim to the other woman's kinim, and then there was another flight back from the other woman's kinim to the first woman's kinim, in such a case, there is no loss from the next flights of the first from one woman's kinim to another woman's kinim. Still, each woman can bring one chatos and one olah. The mission explains why. Because even if all the kinim got mixed up all together, you would still be able to bring two chatos and two olos from the kinim that are all mixed up together. Like we had in the previous parak, that if a woman's kinim got mixed up with the other woman's kinim, then mechza kasher and mechza pasul, half is kasher and half is pasul. Since we have eight birds over here, you could bring two for chatos and two for an olah, four out of the eight birds. So therefore, l'cha pachis, you could bring two chatos and two olos from all these kinim.